is that he was the FBI's highly, if you know, highly prized but highly overrated snitch. He gave them virtually nothing. And the guy was protected. The narrative, I'd say, Charlie, the big difference of today where we sit now is the narrative is about to change. The Justice Department narrative has always been that there was this rogue agent, John Conley, assisted by a rogue supervisory agent, John Morris, who assisted Whitey Bulger and allowed him to go out and kill with impunity. But the reality is there was many other FBI agents and many other FBI supervisors that knew about this for years. And that's where this goes now. The key is who gets to debrief. I mean, we could spend all day talking about the arrest and the tips and all that stuff. I don't think that's the issue. The issue is now that he's in custody, who gets to debrief Whitey Bulger? I would argue that the FBI has an inherent conflict of interest in this and should not control the investigation from here. There are members of the Massachusetts State Police and the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration who built the case against Whitey Bulger for the charges he is now facing and who have proceeded in the last few years to push for the truth. I would argue those are the folks who should be able to debrief Whitey Bulger, because the story now goes, who else protected him in the FBI?
So tell me what you think the questions they ought to be asking him.
The questions are, and like I said, there have been allegations made in U.S. District Court and also in a district court in Miami where John Conley, who's been convicted of murder and racketeering in his protection of Whitey Bulger, John Conley was his FBI handler. There have been open allegations made by other criminals who were used to convict Conley about other FBI agents receiving money and gifts from Whitey Bulger. None of those agents have ever faced criminal charges. And I've been told by people who have tried to investigate and try to bring more charges that there was a lack of corroboration. And now the potential corroboration is sitting in a court in Los Angeles right now. Whitey Bulger used to have the FBI in his pocket. Right now the only thing he has in his pocket is revenge. Whether he chooses to exact that will really depend on who gets to debrief him and who gets to ask him the questions and where the Justice Department is prepared to take this.
Revenge meaning where he will point his fingers.
Absolutely. And we know for a fact that he thinks the FBI reneged on a deal. The deal was he would never be taken. He would never face charges as long as he helped them. He thinks he kept up his bargain. Of course, the evidence is overwhelming that Whitey Bulger was murdering people, and particularly murdering people who might be able to turn evidence against him. And as the cases both here in U.S. District Court in Boston and in the District Court in Miami showed, the FBI and exactly John Conley and other people within the FBI helped Whitey Bulger to identify potential witnesses against him who would expose this sordid Faustian relationship between Whitey Bulger and the FBI, and those people were murdered. Mm-hmm.